Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Beis of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learn about include Hitel ala Keren oy ala Gedil, where the tzitzis may be affixed to the very edge or the border of the garment, or Tzoch Sheyarchik Malei Kesher Gedil, it must be a full thumb's joint length away from the edge. The Gemara records several versions of how to affix tzitzis, including Rami Arba Va'ayif Luhu Mayev Va'avik Luhu Mevik, folding them in half and then insert them and putting the threads through the formed loop to create a slip knot. Rami Timanya v'lo avik luhu, inserting 8 threads through the hole but not forming a slipknot. Rather to tie a knot with the two sides as we do. Kididan, our custom is to pass 4 threads through the hole, resulting in 8 threads and then tying a knot with the two sides. Tzitzis ein tzricha bracha. One does not recite a bracha when affixing tzitzis. The Gemara discusses several possible criteria for determining this ruling, including mitzvah shekshir ba'evik achavim, where the mitzvah can be made by a non-Jew, and mitzvah d'asiyasa gemar mitzvah, whether it completes one's fulfillment of the mitzvah. Tzitzis b'evik kachavim, whether a non-Jew is disqualified from affixing tzitzis. Binin tvi l'shma, whether tzitzis must be made of threads that were spun for the sake of the mitzvah. Dam chilazin, the process of creating the tchilas dye from the blood of the chilazin and several of its halachas, including ti'ima psula, shem binin tvi l'shma. Wool dye to test the batch of dye is disqualified for the tzitzis because we require dyeing for the sake of the mitzvah. And ti'ima pasla, the sample of dye used for testing disqualifies the entire vat.